Welcome to the Clark County Today News Podcast, your source for the top stories in Clark County, Washington. In this episode, we have a lineup of compelling stories from our region. In episode 16 of the Clark County Today Sports Podcast, we focus on the Skyview versus Camas football rivalry, discuss the concept of a high school football curse, and highlight other exciting matchups in the Greater St. Helens League. We also explore the dilemma of supporting former favorite players in the playoffs. Join us for expert insights from Paul Valencia, Tony Liberatore, and Kale Pylon. Share their insights and a chance to suggest a new podcast name at paul.v@clarkcountytoday.com. Camas pays $25 million for firefighters, Washougal can't afford. Our first story highlights the financial strain on the Camas-Washougal Fire Department and the increasing costs they're facing. Washougal Mayor Dave Stube expressed concerns, leading to Camas covering a significant portion of the cost. This situation is impacting both cities and has prompted discussions about potential solutions. Poll: should Camas expand its volunteer firefighter program? We want to hear your thoughts on this important issue. Visit clarkcountytoday.com now and cast your vote in our poll on whether the city should expand its volunteer firefighter program or hire paid full-time firefighters. Annual fundraising event for Options 360 Women's Clinic held. The annual fundraising dinner for the Options 360 Women's Clinic took place recently, featuring renowned neurosurgeon Dr. Ben Carson as the keynote speaker. This event addressed crucial topics, and despite protests, it highlighted the clinic's efforts to support women's health. CCRW to host 2023 Salute to Veterans event. The Clark County Republican Women are hosting the 2023 Salute to Veterans event. This event, set for November 10th at the Battleground Community Center, will feature distinguished speakers and a presentation by the Lewis and Clark Young Marines Color Guard. Advanced registration is mandatory, so make sure to sign up. Vancouver City Council approves Waterfront Gateway Project. The Vancouver City Council has unanimously approved a resolution for the development of the Waterfront Gateway Project. This project aims to connect the historic downtown with the newer waterfront district, providing housing options, space for local businesses, and public areas for city events. Southbound Interstate Bridge Maintenance. If you're planning to travel southbound on the Interstate Bridge, take note. The southbound span will undergo maintenance on Saturday night, October 14th, and is expected to reopen by 6 a.m. on Sunday, October 15th. Make sure to follow the detour instructions for a smooth journey. Washougal saves its football season, creates more chaos in 2AGSHL. Washougal's football team has made a remarkable return to form after a slow start, securing a significant victory over Hudson's Bay. With this win, they've rekindled their championship aspirations in the Class 2A, Greater St. Helens League. Opinion: Damian Lillard trade reflection. In the world of sports, former Blazers president and general manager Bob Whitsitt reflects on the Damian Lillard trade saga and its parallels to his own career. He commends the current Blazers general manager and discusses his newly released book, Game Changer. That wraps up this episode of the Clark County Today News Podcast. To stay updated on these stories and more, be sure to visit clarkcountytoday.com. Don't forget to subscribe and share this podcast with your friends. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week with the latest news from Clark County, Washington. Clark County Today, your trusted source for local news.